and milk that you let it sit and it gets thick. You
clabber?
Mm-hmm. What can you make with that?
With the clabber?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can make cottage cheese with it, with mm-hmm. clabber.
Is that the
or
same?
Or just have your buttermilk, you know, either.
Is cottage cheese the same stuff as they sell in the store now?
Oh, yeah. But where you made it's a little different, tastes different, I mean, but
mm-hmm.
it's the same thing. It's all made, you know, with the clabber.
And the first thing you do after milking to get the hairs and things out, you have to...
Oh, to strain it.
Okay. And someone has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his...
Oh, put away his food? Or...
And food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a...
Oh, taken between?
Uh-huh. Oh. Like you just fix yourself a little...
Oh, a little snack. Uh-huh.
And this is something kind of like a fruit pie. Maybe it's made with apples and it'll have layers of apples and strips of dough in it.
Oh, you mean a cobbler?
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Oh.
Did you ever hear of a deep apple pie or family pie?
Oh, I've heard of deep apple pie, and of course we have plate pies, you know, fix them in plates, or cobblers either. But we make them just, you know, in the plate pies.
What do you
or
mean?
Or you make fried. Oh, the plate pies are just, you know, in just pie plates, or small ones, and you can have two crusts on them, you
what
know.
What would the deep apple pie be like?
Well, more like the cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
And more so like the cobbler.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and make sort of a sweet liquid you could pour over pudding or pie. You'd call that a...
Oh, the sauce?
Mm-hmm. And if you decide not to eat something, you'd tell someone, no thank you, I don't.
I don't care about it.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you'd say that it's been...
Oh. Cooked over or heated over.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to... What?
Oh, you just chew?
Okay.
Oh, sure.
And you say, that piece of meat got stuck in his throat and he couldn't... What? He couldn't...
Oh, he couldn't swallow? Or couldn't...
Uh-huh. Or... You'd say he couldn't...
Couldn't swallow or couldn't get it out or what?
Uh-huh. You'd say, this soup is so hot, it's all I can do to... What?
Oh, all I can do to swallow it, don't you?
And something that's made out of corn that's been ground up real fine and people eat it for breakfast, they call that... What do people eat for breakfast besides eggs and biscuits?
Oh, they eat lots of cereals, you know, different.
Uh-huh. What about something that's white and maybe they put butter on it and...
Of course, you use cream of wheat or... grits.
Uh-huh. Something that...
And corn flakes, you mean?
Mm-hmm. What about corn? Something that people used to make that take corn and soak it in lye water?
Yeah, hominy.
Uh-huh. And a starch, it's made from a grain that grows, I guess, around Beaumont, wet places. And
rice?
Huh?
Oh, what are you asking?
Uh-huh. What'd you call that?
I said there's rice. They raise lots of rice around there.